Senator, appreciate you taking time here to talk to us in East Texas.
Great to be with you, Paul. Thanks.
Welcome. You were a no vote over the weekend on the just passed suspension of the debt limit, which suspends until January 1, 2025. It's estimated that $4 trillion more dollars will be borrowed in that length of time. Why would you explain your no?
Well, I think the spending and the debt we've seen from Washington is wildly irresponsible, and we are bankrupting this country. Historically, the most effective lever point to rein in out-of-control spending has been the debt ceiling. And so I was a proponent from day one, let's use this debt ceiling as leverage to force some reasonable spending restraint. Unfortunately, the White House rolled Republican leadership, and we ended up with a deal that adds $4 trillion in new debt in exchange for very modest spending restraints. And there's a reason right now that Joe Biden and the Democrats in the White House are popping champagne, because in their view, they got a Republican House to fund virtually the entirety of the Biden political agenda. I think that was a serious mistake. This was a missed opportunity. And for the people of East Texas, when you go to the grocery store and pay a lot more at the checkout counter, when you pay a lot more on your rent or your mortgage, when you pay a lot more on electricity, when you pay a lot more on health care, when you pay a lot more filling up your gas tank, that is directly caused by the irresponsible spending and debt from Washington. And this week, the White House and Congress added $4 trillion more. That's going to make it worse for the people of Texas.
Related, Congress hasn't passed a budget in regular order since 1996. How does that get fixed?
Well, I don't think it will be fixed. I think the incentives right now in Washington are for both sides to go right up to the edge of a cliff, to threaten either a government shutdown or a default on the debt, because what happens then is a giant omnibus bill gets negotiated behind closed doors, and it is leadership that negotiates it. It's Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer in the Senate that negotiate it. And they roll out a multi-trillion dollar spending bill that inevitably funds all the Democrat priorities, and they ram it through. I think that's the wrong way to do budgeting, and I've been fighting for us to take up individual appropriation bills, pass them one at a time, with a real amendment process where you can introduce amendments to exclude wasteful spending. Unfortunately, leadership in both parties, Republicans and Democrats, they don't want that. They want all the power in the leadership offices, and there are too many Republicans who are willing to acquiesce to that.
It is the belief of many that the DOJ and the FBI have become wildly politicized and have been weaponized against Republicans and conservatives. In your opinion, how does that get fixed, or can it be fixed?
It absolutely can be fixed. The last book I wrote is called Justice Corrupted: How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System. And the entire book walks you chapter and verse through how this happened. It goes through under Barack Obama, how they brazenly weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI and the IRS, and they used it to go after their political enemies, to target their political enemies. What Richard Nixon had tried to do, Barack Obama succeeded in doing. It then describes how, when Donald Trump was president, those hard partisans burrowed into senior career positions in the administration and spent 4 years during the Trump presidency waging war on Donald Trump. The deep state did everything they could to destroy the Trump presidency. And now, with Joe Biden in the White House, it is out in the open, it is brazen, it is unapologetic. Merrick Garland, I am sorry to say, is the most political and partisan attorney general this country has ever seen. I believe Congress should impeach Merrick Garland, remove him from office for undermining the integrity of the Department of Justice. I'm an alumnus of the Department of Justice. DOJ is incredibly important to the rule of law in our nation, but the Department of Justice and the FBI should be apolitical. It should enforce the law regardless of your party. It should be locking up bad guys, not being used as a political weapon to attack the opponents of the White House. This administration has been shameless in weaponizing DOJ and the FBI. And if you want to know more, I'd encourage you, number one, buy my book, Justice Corrupted. But number two, I do every week a podcast. The podcast is called Verdict with Ted Cruz. That podcast is 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the podcast, we go into great depth about how DOJ and FBI have been politicized. We walk you through what's going on behind the scenes, behind the curtains, in the Senate in Washington. We walk you through what's going on in foreign policy, what's going on with national security, what's going on with the Supreme Court. The podcast Verdict with Ted Cruz has had over 60 million downloads. We beat CNN every week. And people come to download the podcast to learn what's really going on. So I would encourage you, if you're interested in these topics, go to wherever you get your podcast, go to Apple or Spotify, and download and follow the podcast, and 3 days a week you'll get the inside story on what's happening in Washington.
Many believe that Congress writes lazy legislation that leaves too much power in the hands of unelected federal bureaucrats. How does that get fixed?
That gets fixed by Congress finally standing up and doing its job. For example, one of the most important pieces of legislation that I'm a co-sponsor of is legislation called the RAINS Act. The RAINS Act provides that any economic regulation that would impose $100 million or more of cost on the economy cannot go into effect without an up-down vote from Congress, that it can't be an unelected bureaucrat destroying jobs, that it's got to be the members of Congress actually taking accountability and voting for it. The RAINS Act would be the most significant regulatory reform ever enacted. The RAINS Act was included when the House of Representatives a month ago passed a bill on the debt ceiling. They attached the RAINS Act. The White House insisted that they drop it as part of this deal, and unfortunately, House leadership gave in. I don't think they should have given in. I think they should have said, if you want this additional debt, pass the RAINS Act, because we're going to stop your efforts to destroy millions of jobs in America. That's the kind of leverage that we should have been using. That's the kind of missed opportunity this deal represents.
Senator, appreciate your time, and thank you, and safe travels.